بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قالت ما نقصان العقل والدين؟ قال شهادة امرأتين بشهادة رجل وتمكث الأيام لا تصلي. رواه مسلم. We are still reading this hadith with regard to the different conditions of women. And in there, that the relevant part that was with this chapter, that they should make a lot of istighfar, and that is not only particular with them, but men also. And what we had read yesterday, that the deficiency in their intelligence and also in their deen, the deficiency that they have got in their deen, in their religion. And with regard to the intelligence, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is astonishing to see that though they have a deficiency in intelligence, yet they overcome so many men. They rule over men. Like in many cases, the wife rules over the husband. As it commonly said, a man can rule over the whole country, over the whole world, but at home, his wife rules over him. And it comes in the Quran Sharif, that inna kayda shaytani kana dha'ifa, that the treachery and the trickery of shaytan is weak. And compared to woman, Allah Ta'ala says inna kayda kunna azim, that your trickery and your treachery is very, very severe and very hard. So this quality Allah has given woman, but at the same time again, that it is not only these are weaknesses they have come, and Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, if they work towards these weaknesses a little bit, they will surpass so many men. And also, that these are some weaknesses they have got. On the other hand, they have got great, great qualities also. Women are particularly very meticulous about all their work. They take great care about their work. They are very, very efficient in their work. And many men are very, very haphazard and don't do their work properly. But women are very particular. And there are those women that they are the first to get up in the house. And they are the last to go and sleep. And they will be there to see to every aspect of the house also, of the whole family, of the husband she will look after, the children she will look after. So they have got great, great qualities also. It isn't that we just take these 2 points, like many of us, whether it is with regard to woman or any other person, that we might just have a little disliking. We only see faults in that person. And we can't see any good which is in that person. The same thing with women. It isn't that we only see the faults that they have got, but they have got great, great qualities as well. So anyway, one of the women then, the same woman who had asked the previous question, she asked this question, قَالَتْ مَا نُقْصَانُ الْعَقْلِ وَالدِّينِ. What is the deficiency with regard to their brains? And what is the deficiency with regard to their deen? What is this deficiency that they have got? And it isn't very long that science now, with all their technology and their progress, they have discovered that women's brains are actually, or most of the women's brains are actually only wired half. Then they've shown photos of this. Men's brains are wired fully, women's brains are wired only half. This is what they have discovered now. Whereas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated this fact already over 1400 years ago. So anyway, what was the deficiency as far as their brain is concerned? And this is deficiency is 100% true, because the maker of woman, the maker of man, Allah Ta'ala, he had informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it wasn't some discovery, it wasn't some progress in technology or anything, but the creator and the maker of man and woman, Allah has said that their evidence, whenever they have to give evidence, then in Sharia, 2 women's evidence will equal 1 man's evidence. That it isn't that they are equal, because Allah Ta'ala knows how He has made woman. So, for example, the sighting of the moon, for example, any other evidence where one man's evidence is enough, but when it comes to, if they are female, then they have to be 2, because they are only half. So they have to be true to make it a whole. So that is their weakness as far as their brains and intelligence is concerned. And this is 100% established because Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the creator of all of us, He has said this through His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The other, وَتَنْقُثُ الْأَيَّامُ لَا تُصَلِّي, that there are certain days that they cannot make namaz. That is the deficiency as far as the deen is concerned. The days that they have their menstruation, they cannot make their namaz. And in another narration which comes similar to this also, that during those days they cannot fast either. They cannot make their namaz and they cannot fast. So that is a deficiency. So this deficiency that women have, therefore this is their weakness. But on the other hand, again, it isn't that we just pick on these two weaknesses and these two deficiencies, but they have got great other qualities. The amount of love and care that they have. For example, it is very common now in this present Burmese situation, there are mothers who go hungry. How terribly hungry they are, but they will give that little food also to the child. They are so caring. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned an incident that a certain woman at night, middle of the night, she said, I'm feeling very thirsty. So the husband said, go, get up, go and drink water. She said, who's going to get up now, middle of the night, and go to the kitchen or wherever and get water and drink? Then after a little while, the husband said, now you spoke about water, I'm feeling thirsty now. Immediately she jumped up and she went and bring water. So he told her, you drink it, you were thirsty. So she became angry also on that, but in this it is shown that for herself she won't do, but for her husband she will do. They have got these great, great qualities. They won't do anything for themselves, they will do for their children. Children can mess the bed, and they will clean the child, make him neat, clean again, and they will put the child in a dry place to sleep. They will sleep in that dirty, wet place until the morning when they will clean out. So they have got great, great qualities also. It isn't just that we pick on their weaknesses and then we make them feel very, very down and low. This is not correct at all.